Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined by Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard. Sheriff, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about one thing that you've been dealing with for forever now, it seems. That's the law enforcement center. What is the latest update on this?
Well, you're right. It seems like we've been working on this for about 4 to 5 years now, but I do owe everybody in the county a thank you for finally listening and voting for the approval of the new sheriff's office. So the most recent update is I believe the county just signed a contract to have all the dirt work done by December 1st. So sometime this week, you'll see Mackinich out there pushing dirt and getting the pad developed or ready for footings to be poured.
Okay. Will there be like a groundbreaking ceremony, or has that already happened and we missed it? Or
no, I believe they're working on that now. I believe it is going to be the 9th of November at 10 a.m. on the site. So if anybody's available and want to come out for that, they're welcome to do that. So it'll be very brief, I guess. Never done one before, but I guess it's like 10 or 15 minutes and done. But yeah, anybody's welcome if they want to come out.
Yeah, still, it may not take that long, but it'll still be a big deal because this is something that really the entire county has been keeping a close watch on because it's a big deal.
It is a big deal for the future law enforcement in Dallas County. I mean, every police department in Dallas County uses the sheriff's office, uses the jail. Most of them use the dispatch center. Basically, we all need each other to make things operate easier and more efficient. So looking forward to getting this moving. It's still anywhere from 20 to 24 month build from the time we start here. So sooner the better.
All right. And you've been dealing quite a bit with the inner workings of it, the design aspects and that sort of thing. How has that been going recently?
You know, we spend a lot of hours every week, stuff that I wasn't expecting to even talk about, you know, but things that have to be talked about, just wasn't prepared for it. But get you thinking about a lot of different things, safety and security of the inmates and staff and the other agencies that utilize the facility, you know. So, but yeah, we probably put in, gosh, some weeks more than other, but 25, 30 hours a week on just working on stuff that's going into this facility. So,
yeah. Now, the last time that Jerry Purdy from Design Alliance came and talked in front of the supervisors, he mentioned that the whole project is right now still right at budget and even some cases below budget, like with the case with the dirt work. Is that what you found as well?
Every meeting we have every week, I'm given an update, and that's my understanding is everything is either at or below budget. So that's where my heart is. I'm hoping that this thing stays, you know, hopefully well under budget. That'd be great. We do still spend a lot of money outsourcing prisoners, you know, so my understanding is as of recent, if we finish this early, you know, obviously it'll save the county a lot of money. And if they're able to pour footings in December, like they're projecting to do, and we might be able to have this project done in 20 months. And if that's the case, then that's 4 months of outsourcing prisoners that we won't have to, you know, accommodate. And that actually adds up. It's a big deal. So hoping for the best, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out, as always, for the latest on the law enforcement center. Next, I wanted to talk to you about some driving safety. Now, going through the sheriff's office reports that you send us daily, there's been a lot recently in the last several weeks of deer accidents. Have you noticed this as well? Have you responded to a lot of deer accidents over the last month or so?
Well, this time of year, we have car deer accidents, you know, 12 months. You know, we have a lot of them every year, but they're all year long. But certain times of the year, there's more than others. And this is it. I mean, the farmers are out driving deer out of the fields and for whatever reason, but they're out running. And yeah, we've seen a lot of car deer accidents. And so, you know, the only thing if you're asking the safety wise is just slow down and keep your eyes on the road and kind of scan back and forth, you know, ditch to ditch and be paying attention for what's around you.
All right. Now, kind of in that same vein, it's getting colder. We've had our first snowfall of the year. Obviously, none of it's stuck yet. But what are some like safety tips that you can offer people for just driving in winter?
I would ask people to, you know, put those safety kits in their cars. You can only talk about, you know, your driving habits so much, but go out there prepared, you know, put a couple blankets in your car, make sure that, you know, get in the habit of keeping your gas tank filled. If it gets down to half a tank, you know, stop and put more gas in it. And again, pay attention to what's around you. And if it is snowing, if it's wet out and stuff, don't use your cruise control, because people use that cruise control and then it takes off on its own and that causes issues, you know. So anytime the surface is slick, shut the cruise control off and slow down a little bit. Use your gas pedal and just be cautious.
All right. Now, one other thing that I've noticed a couple times on the sheriff's report was some instances of people passing school buses. Now, it should be common sense that you're not supposed to pass a stopped school bus, but I guess how would you educate people on this law?
Yeah, I think everybody's in too big of a hurry anymore. You know, I mean, when we write citations for it, if it's a young teenager, it's usually the excuse is, you know, I was running late for school, or we've had late for work, or just a number of different excuses, but that wouldn't justify if you hit somebody's child. So again, nothing justifies that, you know, running a school bus. And a lot of the school districts have, you know, I know that the sheriff's office donated one camera system to each school district several years ago, with the idea that we've had so many of these complaints come in of pass and stop school buses that we can catch them on video and those type of things. So we're not seeing a whole lot of them. I know we've had a couple as of recent, but it's not as often as it used to be. So I think people, for the most part, are paying attention and they realize that that's a pretty serious violation.
All right. Now, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about, going back to the sheriff's office report, there's been several burglaries.
Correct.
And it's been in Perry, it's been in Adel, it's been all over the place. Like, what can you tell me about this sort of rash of burglaries?
You know, I spoke to you earlier, you know, we get a lot of car break-ins, and majority of these break-ins are happening with cars that are unlocked or buildings that the doors are open, or, you know, we have a lot of unsecured, you know, in some instances around the county, they're not breaking and entering. They're just checking to see. And if you're leaving your stuff unlocked, then they're taking the change out of your cup holders, or they're taking the property that you have, you know, immediately in view. So I would just tell people to lock their stuff up at night, you know, their cars and their driveways or parked along the streets, whatever, lock those things up. And, you know, and if you have important things in your vehicles, take them in the house.
All right. Well, Sheriff Chad Leonard, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Dallas County Sheriff Chad Leonard. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.